Sitting between the cellos and the violins, the viola section can be overlooked. Tuned a perfect fifth below the violin, the viola often serves a supporting role for the soaring melodies that are so characteristic of the violin section. But occasionally, the spotlight will shine on this mellow instrument with its rich and dark timbre. Michael Strauss is the charismatic principal violist of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. I ask him to talk about the role of the viola section in an orchestra's sound.
Well, it depends on who you ask. But since you're asking a principal violist, the role of the viola section is primarily to be the percussion section of the string section. A good viola section will move inside the two outer lines and try to create line and support line, either in the bottom or the top, wherever it's happening.
Strauss has served as principal violist of the Indianapolis Symphony since 1994. He has also released numerous recordings, everything from modern works by Jennifer Higdon and David Finko to the complete viola quintets by Mozart. He comments that the viola was perhaps most loved by English composers.
So you can go into some of Vaughan Williams' works, some of the string serenades like Holst's St. Paul's Suite, the Elgar Serenade. No, there's fabulous repertoire for the viola throughout history. You can talk about Beethoven, some of the middle symphonies, the Third Symphony, the Fifth Symphony, the Seventh Symphony, big viola parts. Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, basically the piece starts with a viola section solo, the yatadira, yaralia. It's a big viola section solo. So whenever, it seems like whenever anyone is suicidal, they tend to bring in the viola. And the not so funny part about that is that it's kind of a crying shame that I would say a good 50% of the really top-notch famous composers wrote viola pieces before they died. Like right before they died.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bad reputation. In fact, there's a story, it's a true story, that Prokofiev was commissioned to write a viola concerto by Koussevitzky and Primrose. And almost like before he could put pen to paper, he passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he just the thought of it.
Not the best reputation for
Bartok,
the
Shostakovich.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they all wrote viola concerto.
Wow, who knew?
Well, we do, but we don't like to talk about it. It's probably a bad idea to talk about it because, you know, it's hard to get commissions.
I bet. I have to ask, tell me your favorite viola joke.
My favorite viola joke?
They're so infamous. Orchestra players across the world.
You know, I've been asked this before, and my favorite viola joke of all time is actually an opera joke.
Okay.
As would have it, a very famous conductor was conducting the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, and he fell ill. And one of his apprentices was actually on the last stand of violas. So the management came to him and they said, "You know, Johnny, you know, the conductor, he's sick. You've been here for all the rehearsals. Do you think you could get us through this one, just this one?" He said, "I'll give it a try." So he gets up and of course goes to the front and leads the orchestra not only through the premiere but subsequent performances, and finally, you know, the conductor, they just finally, you know, "Don't worry about it, we've got it, you know, 2 months of a run," and Johnny is conducting the orchestra, and it goes fabulously well. Fabulous. Well, at the end of the run, of course, next opera comes through, and Johnny goes back to his seat. His stand partner looks at him at the first rehearsal and says, "So, where have you been?"
Oh, no. That's better than the viola jokes I know. Very nice. I'll have to tell that one to some friends. Michael Strauss, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Pleasure.
Michael Strauss is the principal violist of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. You can hear performances by the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra here on WFIU on Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. That's starting on September 30th. Read more, listen to performances, and comment with your favorite viola joke on our website, wfiu.org/arts.